a second here, probably 50 to 80, high 80s. And but again, the critical issue is not how tall they are, but where are they?
But how tall are the, how are the line you want to put through there?
If we had the right of way that
well, I mean, you're asking them right. for a certain clearances, so you must have a height in mind. I mean, you must have to give them a height that you're going to run through there, so they
it's,
know.
It's going to vary as you come down through here, just because of there are tree lines here. They separate here. There's one line here we have to cross. So it can range from less than 80 feet to over 120, 130 feet.
Okay.
You know, but what we really want to get from them is what is the ceiling? Okay, so that when we find out that value, then we can say, okay, now we know what it is. We can do A, B, or C.
Now, assuming they say that you can go through there, they give you the clearance, you know, the okay and all that, is it possible that you'd say, well, we want to go through Chichester anyway?
No. Not after all this. No, I mean, we're, again, our...
Is it possible? I'm not saying do you want to or does anybody here want to. Is it possible? Who decides in the end where the line goes? Is it up to you guys? They just give you the okay? Or is it up to the Department of Energy? It's going to tell you, you've got to put it here? Who decides in the end?
We have to propose what is best.
As a yeah, but you can propose like three or four different routes.
Yeah. But our overreaching goal for the whole project is to stay within the existing right-of-way. And this area is one of the only spots where we're not able to do that at this time. So we've spent and will continue to spend a lot of effort to figure out how to do this. Can't guarantee it because we have a federal agency that we're working with, but we're making every effort. And if we get the, okay, they're not going to give us approval. They will just say that there's no obstruction or there's no issues that they have with this. It's not a formal, here's your permit. But after going through all this, I cannot personally think of a reason why we, as Northern Pass, would say, you know what, let's go and do that.
Well, I can think of a reason because you already have lines on that one and this is an opportunity to grab some new right-of-way.
As I said, our goal?
Well, I mean, it's not out of the question. You know, it's not like,
I mean,
the other side of the moon.
I can't see a reason where, if we were able to work out the issues and stay in there right away, why we would even contemplate going through new right away.
Because it's a chance to get some new right away?
We want to get from point A to point B, and
I can't see that new right away happens every day. The chance to get new right away seems to me to be a real lucrative adventure.
I'll disagree with that.
Okay. Ray, I'm going to let you speak, but I got to pick my wife up at the airport tonight. Is your number on this card? Because you don't want her calling you up, believe me. Anybody that's in this room that knows it, you don't want her calling you up.
I will certainly vouch for your presence this evening. You'll be on his time.
Okay. So, I'm sorry.
I'm going to keep it brief, but there was a lot to say before. I'd like to just clarify eminent domain for everybody in the room so you understand how it applies to this project. Right now, Northern Pass does not have the powers of eminent domain. It cannot take your land. House Bill 302 was proposed. It had hearings. If that had passed, they were on the, that was a first step towards giving Northern Pass eminent domain power. It was killed at committee. There are two House Bills coming up. I think they're heard. One at 10 on March 9th, that'll be House Bill 648, and at 1:30 on March 9th, House Bill 649. Those bills would make it clear that something like this would not be able to get the power of eminent domain. Finally, a couple people asked about compensation. Clearly, if your property is not touched, you get nothing, even though the value goes down. But on those properties that are touched, where they take a right-of-way, they're only taking the right-of-way. You continue to own the land, you continue to pay taxes on it, clearly at a reduced value because you can't use it for as many things. But it's still your land, you're paying for it, and it is very limited in use, if not useless. So that's the eminent domain process. They don't have the power, and right now their first steps to get the power have failed. The power of eminent domain have failed.
Okay, it's 8:30. We're going to have to move on to our other business. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you. Got some real good information.
Thank you.
Thank you.